Retired high school English teacher Mary Catherine Lewis is showing off her photography in the Landing's Art Center Cooperative Gallery on Tuesday.
So this was created overnight.
This piece is a print she made in her backyard by sandwiching flowers between photographic paper and glass.
And the moon or the sun creates the image.
She's one of 25 member artists here. The gallery displays realistic paintings of women, landscapes, sculptures, and the kind of art Ed Molesky makes.
I'm a wood artist.
He's been part of the co-op for 6 years and moved with it into the Landing 2 years ago from a location on Adams Street.
One of the things that it was really clear, as soon as we moved down here, our visitation substantially jumped.
He estimates by 10 times for about 10,000 visitors a year, which gets artists' names out there.
But also, it's helped our sales.
Molesky says the Landing gets a bad rap.
One of the things I don't think that people realize is that we have a fair number of new groups always coming in, and they're always kind of the local entrepreneurial kind of places. They're not the chains coming in here.
He points to a new cigar shop, locally owned coffee cafe, and other artists with stores. His vision is,
rather than a retail destination, a destination where people can come and check out locally made things.
He says the studio gets most foot traffic during events like Jazz Festival and Downtown's monthly art walk. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.